All right, Joe, I ended up in sixth place tonight. Do you feel you had a better car than that?
Yeah, actually, before the yellow came out, that 40th lap or whatever, I think we could have got a few more. I think we were getting better, and they were getting worse. But in the restart, they all got going again. So, well, the car was very good. The car was very consistent, and it's hard starting back, you know. But nobody else came. You know, Otto was around me, whatever. So I think it was a good night. Car rolled in the trailer. I think we got a good fast car. And I think we got a long-distance car for the Classic. So I'm, gave up our third place in points because I went away, but it was well worth it. With good time with family and friends.
Yeah, how was your European tour?
Yeah, it was great. It was a life experience, really. I mean, it's a lot different culture, and it was a lot of fun, though. I'd like to go back there again. We didn't get to see all the sights that I really looked forward to, like Venice and a few other things, but we had a great time.
Have you been to Europe before?
I've never been to Europe. Nope, that was it.
All right, knowing how passing's pretty much been a premium all season, how important is it to start up front, near the front? Granted, it's 200 laps, but you still have to get by a lot of cars.
Right. All season, the cars that have started up front have seemed to win the races, myself included, so I'm not... it's hard to pass. Everyone's very equal, but I think Classic Day, after you get past that 50-lap mark to that 100-lap mark, the better cars will come to the front. So I'm not concerned about where I'm starting. I mean, looking at the time trials all year, we've been fastest or one of the top five fastest all year. So if we can put it in the top five, I'm good with that, and let the race play out the way it's going to.
You think the setup's going to end up shining through in the end?
I believe so. I think some guys are still struggling, and, you know, we've only run 50 laps. Now you got to go four times that. So I'm pretty happy with our car as the race goes on, and I'm sure there's some other cars that think they're real good too. So it'll be different with this wing setup in that. I think and maybe you'll get a surprise winner out of the thing. I mean, who knows? Somebody hits the right setup and hit 200 laps and could be looking good. Personally, I'm not so sure I want to start in the front row. You know, somebody's got to be the rabbit, and I don't really want to be. And I want to run my car where I feel I'm not using it up early. And But when you go to qualify, everyone's trying to go as fast as they can. So if we have the better car and we sit on the pole, and I'm all for it.